dedicating our zikr tonight to the human heart and to the divine human heart and to the divine human spirit, and asking that it be free from the inner tyrant, for as it says, our worst enemy is within. And free from inner tyrant and outer tyranny upon humanity, and inshallah. But only really when we are free from the inner tyrant are we able to stand, you know, up to the outer tyrant. So inshallah, may Allah bless us and guide us with that spiritual freedom and spiritual submission. Freedom from ourselves and complete merging in the only one. You know, these times are very serious, but every time, every life is so precious and so serious, and often we spend so much time without realizing that. And so, but now, with what's happening, you know, in the world, in the theater of the world, maybe it brings it home a little bit more quickly, that we have to live truthfully. We have to live according to what we've learned, according to what we've received. We can't just wait, just like keep it there, store it away, and, you know it's there, that wisdom or that goodness, and then we'll live up to it someday. No, we have to bring it right now. We have to be clear as we can, right now. And everyone according to each of our capacity and to each of our place on the path. And what we are today, we're different tomorrow. What we are today, we were not yesterday. So every day is a new gift and a new unfolding. But we need that seriousness. We need that sobriety to recognize the preciousness of our life. So we should ask ourselves that during our day. We need to become our own recorders, our own recording angels. We need to become our own consciousness, divine consciousness, to see what we are doing, how we are spending our time during the day. Are we in praise of Allah? Are we thankful? Are we conscious? Are we caring for other human beings? Are we living in the most beautiful way? Or have we become slipped into unconsciousness and just diversions and entertainment? And, you know, we have that tendency. I mean, I know I have it myself. Just divert myself, entertain myself. But to stay conscious of Allah, you know, conscious of our absolute nothingness, and which is total transparency to Allah. Stay conscious of that. Tonight when we said La ilaha illallah, I really felt that somehow it felt real in the circle. It felt like we were really realizing that, not just saying it with our tongues, but realizing in our being what that means. So inshallah, may our days be fruitful and pleasing to Allah, and may we grow every day, every moment, more pleasing to Allah. And when we slip and become heedless or transgress or do something that is less than noble, simply turn. That's all it takes. All it takes. Until Allah becomes all. Everything should be an occasion to turn to Allah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. But we can be joyful in that. We're either we're weeping or we're smiling. Really. Those are the two states mentioned. Either we're smiling in joy and gratitude, or we're weeping. Anything really almost in between is kind of like a sleep. So, alhamdulillah. Inshallah. So let's meet again next week, and with what's happening, you know, just pray. Just pray and live your life in the best way you can, and be as kind as you can, and compassionate in intention, and compassionate in thinking about others, and awake, become awake, wake up, wake up. And I say this to myself right now too, wake up, inshallah. That's the best protection. Our only protection is really Allah, and turning to Allah. That's our protection. It's not guns, it's not walls, it's not separate countries, it's not governments. None of that can protect us. Only the heart that is true is the protection from harm. And, you know, if something happens, well, at least we know, we go to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. So this is the rouse the believers, that beautiful phrase in Quran that Allah addresses to the Prophet. Rouse the believers, wake them up, inspire them, you know, call them forward. So inshallah, may we feel that call to us, to each of us. Alhamdulillah. So we are of the army of Allah, you know. We are the lovers of Allah, but in another metaphor is the army of Allah, carrying the banner of love, carrying the banner of justice, carrying the banner of wisdom, the banner of clear seeing. But this is the way of the Rasul. It says he is guiding through seeing, direct. He's given the direct vision. So inshallah, and it says in the way of those with him. So inshallah, may it be our way. So not to become panicked or fearful. Not to become fearful. Inshallah. Ameen. Fatiha Allahumma sayyidam sayyidina bismillahir rahmanir rahim alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin rahmanir rahim maliki yawmiddin iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in ihdinas siratal mustaqim صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين آمين آمين. Allah is with us, and Allah is closer to us than our own life fame. آمين.